The four rules. Blog post written and posted on December 22nd, 2012. Rules to what, you may ask? The rules to the new game of life I am playing out in the world. I am not the only one playing, but there are not many romping at the level I have jumped into. As such, I have a lot of space and freedom to create the details. Unknowingly, I've been in training for this for 3 decades. My life has been educating me for 30 years, complete with some of the greatest teachers, coaches, guides, and inspirations. My experiences have prepared me well, very well, and I am ready now to share my variation of the new greatest game on earth. It is time to bring this all together. It is time to demonstrate all the knowledge I've gained. It is time to teach the game to others. No one has to play, but anyone can play. Anyone, anywhere, anytime. I invite you to be a spectator of this new game for a while. Learn the rules and get the hang of it by reading, listening to, and soon watching the stories. You will know when it is time for you too to come play. Trust me, you will just know. For now, I can guarantee this is a game you are going to want to watch. Stay tuned. Much is going to be unveiled as we end this 2012 calendar year. However, you are required to first learn the rules of the game. I must give credit to the authors of the book from which I take this list, talked about in a different but related context in their writings, Shiram Kha and Kira Ra. They authored 2012 Awakening, Choosing Spiritual Enlightenment Over Armageddon. I will have much more to say about this book and its pivotal role in my spiritual journey in the near future. For the time being, know how grateful I am to have found this book and these four guidelines. They truly have been my inspiration every day for 2 years, and I do believe they are the foundational key to being able to play this new game well. Here they are. The four things that I have identified through my own journey to be the belief patterns that are integral and essential to creating the life of your dreams. How well you can master these foundational skills, the better player you will be in this new game of life. Much more will be written about these four themes. Today is intended to be only an introduction to them. The rules are 1. Be in union. 2. No judgment. 3. Unconditional love. And 4. Surrender. Belief, trust, faith. First one, be in union. This is about being in union with yourself. Being aligned with that within you that is greater than you, thus connecting you to all else. I know this is a mouthful, and much more will be written in coming posts and books. Know, though, that this is absolutely the biggest missing link in our world at present. Very few individuals are dialed into themselves. Even fewer realize how this is related to the interconnectedness of all living things on our planet. You need to take time to reconnect, to listen, to hear, to feel. It doesn't need to necessarily be the 10 to 12 months I took in my life, but it needs to be more than a vacation that never really is a vacation. The most important relationship out there is the one you have with you, the greater part of you within. I call this divine selfishness. You must learn that you are infinitely more powerful to everyone and everything in your world when you take proper care of yourself first. You will soon see very real, undeniable examples of how this works. Number 2, no judgment. This begins with yourself. You mustn't judge yourself for anything, not anything. In case you are saying, I don't really judge myself that much, perhaps it helps to realize that often, if not all the time, when you judge others, it is a reflection of how you feel about something within yourself. There is a great deal of judging going on in our world by people who are not naturally cruel, indicating to me the massive levels of pain we are feeling inside. Judging does nothing to help anyone. It hurts all involved, as it is highly negative energy. It isn't for us to judge, and this doesn't mean I agree with everything out there. I most certainly have opinions, but I do not judge anything or anyone. Not anymore. I will most certainly have chapters and perhaps entire books that I will write regarding this topic. Number 3, unconditional love. Simple, yet not at all simple. Phew, this one is no joke. Again, it must begin with yourself. You must have love for yourself that is not tied to any conditions. No mental messages of, I will love my body once I lose this weight, or I will love myself when I have the perfect significant other in my life, or I will accept myself as successful when I reach this level at work. I think we can agree that many folks cannot yet make the claim of having unconditional self-love, let alone having this for others in our lives. Self-acceptance and self-love in the here and now is one of the most powerful skills one can possess in this new game. It's the ultimate weapon of change for the positive. Using this skill as your springboard, you will then be ready for the obtaining of the next level, figuring out how to not have expectations for others that they must meet in order for you to love them, to truly have no conditions for your love for others in your life, to not need anyone to act, think, or say anything specific, but to just love others for exactly who they are today. Without any doubt, the lessons I've learned associating with achieving this belief pattern have been and continue to be the most challenging. Many, many stories I have to share will center around this world-changing emotion of love. 4, surrendering, having trust, faith, or believing. I'm going to save the explanation for this one for my upcoming post on religion and spirituality. This is a big one. This one requires such strength of connection that you don't need anything on the outside to prove it to yourself or to anyone else. I know, believe me, I know how much pain you go through if you happen to believe something, know something that you can't seem to explain or show to anyone else. And when you try, others you admire, respect, and love call you delusional, crazy, insane, and accuse you of living in your own fantasy world. I don't think I've known worse hurt than that in the past 18 months. But that is the ultimate test. If you feel, know, believe something that strongly from a place of love, not a place of fear, you must trust it. Have faith and believe. You must surrender to the power that is out there greater than us all. And whatever proof you require will most certainly receive when the time is ready. The universe will reward you for taking risks on its behalf. Shakti Gawain said that quote. 26 months ago, I had zero awareness of this game, and as such, my mastery level of the above-listed skills rules was atrocious. It is unlikely that anyone reading is any lower than I was in any of these areas. So no worries. If you have the desire to grow and change, you absolutely can do so. If you believe you are capable of creating a new, better life for yourself, you will do it. And one final concluding fact I must share about this new game: there is no competition, only cooperation, only win-win. This isn't about coming up with the best game plan to destroy your competition. This is about sharing and supporting, because everyone playing this new game knows that there is an abundance of everything in our world. We are not out there competing for limited resources in anything. Again, it is about the underlying belief patterns, the underlying assumptions. If those change, everything changes. Sound too good to be true? Have you ever asked yourself why too good can't be true? Get ready. The games begin in less than 10 days.